The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John.
Glory to you, O Lord.
As Jesus passed by, he saw a man blind from birth. He spat on the ground and made clay with the saliva and smeared the clay on his eyes and said to him, "Go wash in the pool of Siloam," which means sent. So he went and washed and came back able to see. His neighbors and those who had seen him earlier as a beggar said, "Isn't this the one who used to sit and beg?" Some said, "It is." But others said, "No, he just looks like him." He said, "I am." They brought the one who was once blind to the Pharisees. Now Jesus had made clay and opened his eyes on a Sabbath. So then the Pharisees also asked him how he was able to see. He said to them, "He put clay on my eyes, and I washed, and now I can see." So some of the Pharisees said, "This man is not from God, because he does not keep the Sabbath." But others said, "How can a sinful man do such signs?" And there was a division among them. So they said to the blind man again, "What do you have to say about him?" "Since he opened your eyes," he said, "he is a prophet." They answered and said to him, You are totally in sin. You are born totally in sin. And are you trying to teach us?" Then they threw him out. When Jesus heard that they had thrown him out, he found him and said, "Do you believe in the Son of Man?" He answered and said, "Who is he, sir, that I may believe in him?" Jesus said to him, "You have seen him, and the one speaking with you is he." He said, "I do believe, Lord," and worshipped him. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
So, before I begin this morning to share a few thoughts with you, I just want to tell you how I feel. I feel lonely at the moment. I miss your smiling faces, and I'm a person that's very dependent on the reaction from people, and you who know me know I like to look at you and talk to you personally when I am giving a little homily. So I'll try and do my best this morning and communicate to the best of my ability with you who are watching me at home or wherever you are. Now, you may have noticed that this morning I'm wearing a pink stole over my vestment, because today is the fourth Sunday of Lent, but it's also Laetare Sunday, Joyful Sunday. That doesn't seem right at the moment, but it is. It is just the day. And so my aim this morning is to, in some ways, bring a little bit of joy into your life, a bit of maybe to see things in a different way, and to see in order to help you to get through these times. I think the gospel this morning is very apt for our situation at this moment, because looking on at the past, I think many, many people have been blind, not seeing things as they really are. So just tell you a little story about that. There was a blind man walking down a sidewalk one day, and by his side he had a guide dog. And he came to a very busy intersection, and the guide dog immediately took him across the street, even though there was a volume of traffic on coming and going. There was a screech of brakes, horns were blowing, but luckily he got safely to the other side. And when he did, he took a cookie out of his pocket, handed it to the dog. And the man standing there was amazed that he would reward the dog for what he had just done, having nearly had the man killed. So he came over and he asked him, "Why did you reward him and give him a cookie?" And the blind man replied, "I wanted to find out where his head was so that I could give him a good kick in the behind." Well, we need to open our eyes at the moment and see things as they really are. So just reflect back to a month ago, and we were being continually told every day, whenever we turned on the news or read the newspaper, everything was wonderful. The stock market was soaring. It had reached heights that it had never reached before. We had the lowest number of people employed than ever we had before. Things were absolutely wonderful. And that's how it was going to continue. And we believe that. And people who had money and the lucky few were buying shares, investing in the stock market. People were visiting their investment manager two and three times a week to see how they could even gain more, even though they didn't need it. And everything was wonderful. And then suddenly, quicker than ever the market went down, it went down much faster. And suddenly, those same people were now on the floor, so to speak, never expecting this to happen. What is wrong? Do you think God is trying to tell us something? I certainly do. What good is all that now? It doesn't matter who you are. It doesn't matter what you have, how much you have. We're all in this together. There is no exception. There's no exception because you're rich. You thought you could shield yourself, that you had enough money. Doesn't matter now. Nobody is an exception. We thought at one stage it'll only affect the old people. No, it goes right across the board. Doesn't matter whether you are young or old or where you live. So, how do you see this at the moment? Well, personally, I can only be personal here. I firmly believe, and have for many, many years, that nothing happens in life that is not part of God's plan. And I know this morning, as I stand here before you, and I look into the camera, and you look at me, I can guarantee you that out of this, no matter how bad it gets, a lot of good will come. Believe me when I say that. God never lets anything go to waste. Never. Never. So I say to you this morning, don't lose hope. It's a time more than ever to practice the two main commandments of the law, to love God with all your heart and with all your soul, and your neighbor as yourself. Are you loving your neighbor at the moment? If you at the moment are living anything near a normal life, then you are not loving your neighbor. You are putting your neighbor in danger. You're putting her or him at risk. If you're going to the food store and filling your trolley to the top so that I couldn't hold anymore, you are not loving your neighbor. If you're one of those people who leave the shelves empty, that's not love. That's not loving your neighbor. So I ask you this morning, stop, think. Think how you can come out of this a better person. Success, fame, never achieves anything ultimately. But sacrifice does, suffering. Love, sacrifice, and suffering are all identical. So think about that. Look at yourself. We have time now at home. We're not going to work. It's difficult. You are suddenly, as a family, you are locked up. You never had to do this before. And this is only the first week. And for the rest of this month at least, and maybe next month, you're going to be locked up. So it's a time for patience. It's a time for consideration. It's a time not to be just thinking of yourself. And I want to pay a very, very special tribute this morning to the many doctors and nurses who are putting their lives on the line. Wonderful, wonderful people. Listening to the news early this morning, one doctor said, because of the shortage of protective equipment, I feel like a lamb being led to the slaughter. Realize they are putting their lives on the line for us, and maybe one day for you. I hope not, but it could happen. So trust in the Lord. Did you listen to the psalm this morning? The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. Even though I walk through the dark valley, I shall have no fear, because the Lord is always at my side. And I want to conclude with a prayer that I used before, and I want you to listen to the words of this prayer. It's a very courageous prayer. And it was the opening prayer given by a pastor and for the opening session of the Kansas Senate, Pastor Joe Wright. And everyone was expecting the normal kind of usual generalities, but this is what they heard. Heavenly Father, we come before you today to ask your forgiveness and to seek your direction and guidance. We know your word says, woe to those who call evil good. But that is exactly what we have done. We have lost our spiritual equilibrium and reversed our values. We have exploited the poor and called it the lottery. We have rewarded laziness and called it welfare. We have killed our unborn and called it choice. We have shot abortionists and called it justifiable. We have neglected to discipline our children and we call it building self-esteem. We have abused power and called it politics. We have coveted our neighbor's possessions and called it ambition. We have polluted the air with profanity and pornography and called it freedom of speech and expression. We have ridiculed the time-honored values of our forefathers and called it enlightenment. Search us, O God, and know our hearts today. Cleanse us from every sin and set us free. With the Lord's help, may this prayer sweep over our nation and wholeheartedly become our desire, so that once again, we can be called one nation under God. Amen.